They might seem to be opposites, a rural, self-educated farm boy and a formally educated, French-speaking young lady. But the two met and became a first family. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Mary Todd was born to a prominent family in Lexington, Kentucky. Abraham Lincoln had a very different upbringing and lived a couple hundred miles away in Illinois. So how did the two ever meet? It all had to do with Mary's oldest sister, Elizabeth.
She married a young man named Ninian Edwards. He was attending Transylvania University. Like so many men, they came from all over to attend school here. But his family lived in Illinois. So after he graduated, he and young Elizabeth returned to Illinois and eventually set up house in Springfield.
Gwen Thompson at the Mary Todd Lincoln Home says Springfield was a place young Mary wanted to visit.
When Mary Todd was 21, she left here to go live with her sister and brother-in-law. Mary was not the only Todd sister to do this. Ultimately, there were three Todd sisters who went from Lexington to go live with their older sister, Elizabeth, in Springfield. They did the social scene, found husbands, and settled there.
So all told, four Todd sisters married and lived in Springfield. Mary and Abe came from differing backgrounds, but found many things in common, including an interest in politics.
And they also had a love of poetry. They read poetry together during their courtship. They both loved the theater. They also were both avid readers and what we would call lifelong learners.
Gwen says this home and Mary's story is one that fascinates visitors.
She is not a public figure who is only a hero or only a villain. She's got positives and she's got negatives. She's got controversies.
Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.